This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is Berthold area producer Mason Lautenschlager. And Mason, as a rancher, water infrastructure is crucial for livestock. I know you have some summer and winter solutions you want to discuss. Let's start with summer.
Well, first, I'd just say there's a number of resources to help with cost share. People with the Grazing Lands Coalition can help get you in touch with those, but NRCS, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, both have some great options. We've utilized a lot of shallow pipeline and a combination of permanent tire tanks and some portable solutions that we can actually move around with the cattle.
All right, and hey, we'll talk more on water infrastructure when we come back.
They're back and ready to rock. 38 Special. 50-year legacy tour.
Get into the night.
Friday, July 3rd, Four Bears Casino and Lodge. On sale now at fourbearscasino.com. 38 Special.
Get on the Four Bears Fun Bus, leaving for Minot, Bismarck, Stanley, and Williston.
Come party to a rockin' legacy that spans over five decades.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking water infrastructure with Mason Lautenschlager today, a Berthold area rancher. And Mason, we talked some solutions for those spring, summer, fall months before the break. Let's get into the depths of winter now when it freezes. Discuss some solutions you've found here.
We utilize frost-free nose pumps. It's a product out of Canada that's actually energy-free, and the cows pump their own water. We've been very happy with those, but there's a number of weather-tolerant solutions out there. Some are more mainstream. Everybody's familiar with the Ritchie water fountain, and there's some other innovative-type solutions like motion-sensored solar pumps off of what's called a wet well that are pretty reliable.
Give me the before and after, say, of the nose pump. Was it a big game changer, life changer for you?
Well, it enabled us to do more innovative winter feeding. We were able to leave the cattle where our hay waste and residue and manure and urine was on our hay fields or crop fields that we grew feed on, rather than having it pile up in a lot.
All right, good stuff, Mason. Thanks for that. That concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Four Bears Casino and Lodge near Newtown, North Dakota, by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, and by Peak Nutrition in Minot and Reset Nutrition in Carrington. Protein shakes, energy teas.